Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Got a special guest. Haven't seen him for a while. Bryant McKinney, former Canes left tackle, former first-round pick, longtime career in the NFL, and he joins us as he gets ready for we got health, Mental Health Awareness Month going on right now. He's got an event we're going to tell you all about it. Bryant, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. And you forgot to mention being inducted to the Ring of Honor in October.
Yeah, that's right. No, hey, listen, we're gonna get to. Yeah, I got you. Hey, yeah. So I got to ask you, man. I was there to watch up close that 2001. I believe that was the greatest team I've ever seen. It wasn't just you guys playing. It was all those freshmen that were hanging around at that point that were going to be the future. I think there's like 17, 18 first-round picks that are on that team. For you, you've seen them all and a lot of them through the years. Was there ever a better team than that Rose Bowl team that beat Nebraska?
When I look back at it, I don't think so. At the time, you know, you're just playing and you're just kind of in the moment. But then when you look back at everybody's career and how well they've done, and I will say definitely the young guys that were behind us, they were so eager to play and compete with us every day at practice to try to take our position. And that was a similar attitude we had when I came in with Clinton Portis and everyone else. We were trying to get on the field as soon as possible and trying to take positions. I feel like having the attitude kind of pushed everybody to become better because you had to play at a higher level or you get your position taken.
So I'm glad you said that, old school, because you just sounded old school when you said that, competing and not giving up. You know where I'm going. So today's guys,
with the NIL and leaving and going to different schools and all this transferring.
You got it. Man, What's it been like you? I'm an old guy. It's really hard to watch guys like go, so now you got four guys in my position. I'm out. I'm going somewhere else. And What's it been like for you to try to get used to that, knowing that's not the Canes way? It used to be, I'm going to compete till I'm good enough to play, and I'll wait a year if I have to.
I had to wait a year. When I came in, you had Robert Hall, who was ahead of me, and he was in his fifth year about to head out, and they, you know, convinced me to just wait and then give me an extra year of learning the system and everything. And I just had patience, you know, and then they gave me extra time to, you know, sharpen my craft where, you know, everybody's kind of like, well, I have to play now. I need to play now. Like, nobody really wants to wait like that anymore. But, I mean, it helped me out, so.
Well, I was just thinking, like, do you ever think about when you left to go to UM, what money you'd be worth right now as a big starting left tackle potentially?
I wonder like, with our team in general, like the team overall, because you had Ed Reed, you had like a lot of different.
Well, we couldn't afford that whole team. That whole team, you would have had to say, hey, we're way over the budget, man. There's no way you could have paid for everybody on that team on both sides. You're right.
But you know what's crazy is at the time, you know, everybody wasn't five-star players either. So it's like people kind of would have been there and kind of earned their
good point.
You know,
yeah, you would have had to earn it. Yeah. That's a great one. Hey, I know we got limited time, so I want to get in the Vikings. Believe in Vikings. I know you've been involved in that podcast, Vikings podcast, for a while. So what was it like being around our former coach, Brian Flores, who did such a great job as defensive coordinator?
Did we overlap time? I'm trying to think. I don't know if I coached.
Oh, you don't know if you were you around? I didn't know if you had a chance to meet him, but I was wondering what you thought.
I don't think I did.
What did you think of the Vikings defense? Was pretty damn good last year. It's like part of where I wanted to get
defense,
to.
I definitely think the defense did step up last year, and I mean they had a great season. It's just I'm just sad that they lost in the first round, but. Overall, like their regular season record was a very good record. And I think it was a little unexpected because I do the podcast and, you know, we normally predict the record and none of us would have predicted that. But we were definitely happy every Monday when we got on and discussed, you know, the turnout of the game.
Yeah. Hey, so now Sam Darnold's gone. J.J. McCarthy takes over. You know what you get with Sam? J.J. hasn't played. Are people concerned, or you think he steps in and they don't miss a beat?
Well, he hasn't played on this level yet, so I think there will be some, trials and error there. But I feel like they should definitely get a veteran quarterback to kind of at least let him be there to kind of coach J.J., from the sidelines and, give him somebody who can – kind of talk to a little bit too, because right now I don't think they filled that void yet.
Hey, Brian, I got a little scouting report on you, so you're going to have to stay with me on this. I heard for a while that Brian McKinney was playing tennis with Brent Grimes. Are you're not still playing because he got real good? I saw his game and he got real good. That's an athletic cat. Are you still playing with him?
I try to connect with him, but I haven't connected with him in a few months. I actually played last night. But I see him from the start when he couldn't play to all of a sudden I've seen him again. I'm like, what in the world just happened? But definitely extremely athletic, can get to every ball. And he's picked up that sport so
fast.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, are you pretty good for a big guy or not?
I definitely am. I think a lot of people probably underestimate me, my playing ability and me moving around the court. So I think mentally they'll go in and feel like, oh, I just have to do this, and then be surprised when I get to things. And
I'd love to get you out there, Brian. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm just thinking.
Okay.
I like to love to play with you because now the scouting.
Can we come on air and talk about it afterwards?
Yeah, no, I'll come. I mean, I will. But I mean, if it's an ass whooping. And I whoop your ass, I'll talk about it. But if you take me down, I probably won't as much. Yeah, I'll probably let that go. Not the same.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's get to this third annual mental health awareness event that you have May 22nd, 7 o'clock. Man, I got to tell you, the mental health, not only mental health month that we're going through right now, but I think just about everybody now realizes if you don't have it, somebody in your family has it. It is part of life now
family,
for everybody.
Coworker, friend, somebody definitely is experiencing it, and a lot of times they're experiencing it alone. They feel like they're the only one going through it, and suffering silence is what they say. But, yes, definitely Thursday, May 22nd at Dare Nightclub inside the Hard Rock. You have to be 21 and older to enter. I have a great panel of a couple of therapists, life coaches. I even have former NFL player Tommy Harris. I have Sabrina Greenlee, the mother of DeAndre Hopkins' mom. She'll be there to tell her story. I have two rappers on the panel, Silk the Shocker and Trina. I have an actress named Lisa Ray. I have fitness enthusiast Sean T on the panel. I have a lot of great people that's on this panel this year, and everybody's going to open up and tell their story. It's like a fireside type of chat where the audience is also able to ask questions and say things that they need to say as well. It raises money for my B Major Foundation, which I do like 3 different events in the community. I do a back-to-school drive. I do something called Operation Turkey, where I give back 2,000 meals on Thanksgiving Day, and I do a toy drive for the community as well. So this is my one fundraiser of the year where and also have to pay for the venue and fly everybody in for this event. So this is this is my one venue of the year where I try to raise funds for being able to pour back into the community.
Man, I think it's great. Brian, I tell you what, man, we don't get to hear a lot of that stuff. So the fact that you're doing this stuff, again, $100 general admission. People can just show up that night.
And it comes with food and drinks. So food and drinks are available for free. $100 admission and yeah, great conversation.
Yeah, well, listen, that conversation with that panel, man, people love to hear, so you're not alone, like you said, and what people have gone through, the silent assassin of depression and everything else that goes with anxiety and the whole family of different things that end up happening to so many people. We see it more in sports now, by the way. Brian, I never thought. I mean, we got full-time people working with the teams now.
I feel like it's always been there in sports, but it's being discussed more. People are feeling a little more comfortable communicating and discussing it a little bit more.
So you know, one of the big things in sports, I'm so glad because we've been talking about this a little bit, is so we see a lot of guys that are high picks, high expectations come in, and all of a sudden they're not having success for the first time in their life. And it's called going into depression, and people are saying things about you all of a sudden, and you're not used to that. And a lot of guys fold, man. A lot of guys end up not working out in this game, right? You see a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of pressure from, the team, then your family. Now your family's looking at you for you to be able to take care of them. It's a lot of pressure from different areas. And then you do have social media where people can comment and say things and you can see it directly. So that may affect, your self-esteem or mental. And it can probably cause some people to go into a shell, and then some other people, they can use that as motivation. So it just depends on your mindset.
Brian, it's great stuff, man. I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll pump that up. General admission, $100, May 22nd, 7 p.m. at Hard Rock. Plan on going out there. All-star lineup of host and panelist. You'll know a lot of the names, and of course, Brian McKinney giving back here in South
they
Florida.
They can go online too and purchase their tickets at my website, brianmckinney.com. And you can go on there. You can either purchase tickets or even make a donation.
Okay, that's even better. Hey, Brian, thank you, man. It's good talking to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Brian McKinney, former Cane, talk a little bit about his charity event coming up here right around the corner. Busy, busy time right now. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on at Hard Rock. It never stopped. Hey, we got more stuff. Jeff Rimmer going to join us. Former voice of the Florida Panthers. Rim was so good, man. I said, Rim, we got to talk a little bit about that game 2 last night. So he's going to join us. By the way, Panthers back home tomorrow night, game 3 at Amaran Bank, Jerry's house. And then again on Sunday. So got a chance to win these 2 games. And even to back up is obviously the goal right now. And they are in a dog fight. Hey, I do want to tell you about the doctors that are traveling with the Panthers right now. Baptist Health South Florida, of course. And you know why? Well, they're taking care of a lot of our pro teams. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. They take care of FIU, FAU. They got a lot of teams, and they got a great team. Now, how do you become one of the top sports medicine programs in the country? It's a great question. I always like, well, how do you get ranked to where people say that? Well, how about you go out and you get an all-star team of specialists for every part of the body? Anything that can be injured in sports, we got you covered. Any kind of knee problem you've had, not a problem. They've got great knee doctors. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. That's all they do, man. That's all they do. Team doctors call them, and they're off and running as a team at Baptist Health South Florida with great facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation. The next time you get injured, let's be honest, whether it's a team sport or independent sport, if you're competitive, no matter what age you are, you know one thing's going to happen for sure, injury. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho for great results.